This is 89.1 KUAR Little Rock, a listener-supported service of the University of Arkansas at Little Rock. KUAR is news and culture for Arkansas. Show your support by becoming a sustaining member at KUAR.org.
This is Not Necessarily Nashville on 89.1 KUAR. I'm Michael Heplin, sitting in this week for Flap Jones, and not just any week. Maybe you haven't heard the promos, but I'm honored to be sitting here in the big seat as we celebrate the 30th anniversary of Not Necessarily Nashville. That's how long this program has been going on. Flap will be over at the Whitewater in just a bit, the Whitewater Tavern here in Little Rock, for a big celebration over there. And we'll tell you a little more about that as the evening progresses. Might even give Flap a call in just a bit, but really going to try to talk about 30 years of Not Necessarily Nashville, all the things that have happened up here on the program. Also, not just that, also a big night because over in East Arkansas, in the town of Dice, the boyhood home of Johnny Cash, you've got the Johnny Cash Heritage Festival taking place with Roseanne Cash and Kris Kristofferson performing. So, a lot to discuss tonight. Oh, and joining me in the studio, my soon-to-be six-year-old daughter, Riley. Hey, Riley.
Hi.
She waved. So we'll be up here all night and a lot of good stuff to get to. Going to start out, though, with one of the earliest bands I ever really got into, thanks to Flap, Newgrass Revival, when she was playing back in the early days. And this is Someone Like Me. This is KUAR 89.1 and Not Necessarily Nashville.
Going. feel special on any such light. Said James to Red Molly, my hat's off to you. That's a Vincent Black Lightning 1952. And I've seen you at the corners and cafes, it seems. Red hair and black leather, my favorite color scheme. And he put her on behind and down to Box Hill they did ride. Said James to Red Molly, here's a ring for your right hand, but I'll tell you in earnest, I'm a dangerous man. For I've fought with the law since I was 17. I've robbed many a man to get my Vincent machine. Now I'm 21 years old, but I'm May 22. Don't mind dying, but for the love of you. And if fate break my stride, then I'll give you my Vincent to ride. Sergeant McRae, for they've taken young James 80 for armed robbery. Shotgun blast to the chest, left nothing inside. Oh, come down Red Molly to his dying bedside. When she got to the hospital, there wasn't much left. He was running out of road, he was running out of breath. But he smiled to see her cry. Said, I'll give you my Vincent to ride. Said, James, in my opinion, there's nothing in this world. It's 52 Vincent and a red-headed girl. No nuns and Indians and greases won't do. Like a Vincent 52. And he reached for a hand and he slipped her the keys. Said, I've got no further use of these. I see angels on aerials in leather and chrome, swooping down from heaven to carry me home.
Couldn't be happy in the city at night. You can't see the stars from the neon light. Sidewalks dirty and the river is worse. Underground trains all run in reverse. Nobody here can dance like me. Everybody clapping on the one and the three of mine. Last of my kind. Am I last of my kind? So many people with so much to do. Winter so cold, my hands turn blue. Old men sleeping on the filthy ground. They spend the whole day just walking around. Nobody else here seems to care. They walk right past them like they ain't even there. Am I last of my kind? Am I last of my kind? Daddy said the river would always lead me home, but the river can't take me back in time. And daddy's dead and gone, and the family farm's a parking lot for Walton's five and dime. Am I the last of my kind? Am I last of my kind. I tried to go to college, but I didn't belong. Everything I said was either funny or wrong. Laughed in my boots, laughed in my jeans, laughed when they gave me amphetamine. Left me alone in a bad part of town, 36 hours to come back down to my last of my kind. Am I the last of my kind? Mama says God won't give you too much to bear. Might be true in Arkansas, but I'm a long, long way from there. And that whole world's an old and faded picture in my mind. Am I the last of my kind? Am I the last of my kind? Am I the last of my kind? Am I the last of my kind?
That's Jason Isbell and the 400 Unit from his latest album, The Nashville Sound, Last of My Kind. Robert Earl Keen before that, 52 Vincent Black Lightning. That's from his CD, Happy Prisoner, The Bluegrass Sessions, and Newgrass Revival starting things off, Love Someone Like Me. I'm Michael Heplin, in for Flap this week. She's over getting ready for her big 30th anniversary celebration. 30 years since Not Necessarily Nashville first hit the air here in Little Rock. I'll give her a call in a little bit, and maybe we can get some background, a little bit of how she came to first do this show. I think she was prodded a little bit by a mutual friend of ours who convinced her that there was something lacking on the air. And of course, as she likes to say, this is the best of the rest of country music, or as she even has buttons that she'll be passing out there at the Whitewater tonight, country radio doesn't have to suck. So Flap, a big night, looking forward to seeing the show over there. One other thing I should mention there, we mentioned Jason Isbell. He'll be playing here in Little Rock coming up here in January. Let's see, what's the exact date for that show? January 21st, Robinson Center Music Hall. Ought to be great. Opening for him. This I'm equally excited about. James McMurtry. I've seen him play different venues here in Little Rock, but really looking forward to actually seeing him play in a theater. So going to dig back into his past here for 60 Acres. This comes from the best of the Sugar Hill years from James McMurtry. And this is Not Necessarily Nashville on KUAR 89.1. Mm-hmm.
the TV, sat down to dinner. Phone rang, we were saying grace. Grandma died, left us 60 acres. The last of the old home.
I recently went to a big homecoming celebration in Cleveland County, Arkansas, where I was born. Whole family went down, and it was a great day for us. I felt like this day was special, especially for my mother and my daddy, though. It was Daddy and Mama's homecoming. And I was so proud of him riding in that carriage down the main street of Ryerson, Arkansas. Sometimes the songs I write sound like I'm talking about myself, but actually, in some of these songs, especially this one, I'm writing it about my daddy. Riding on the cotton belt, Cleveland County's where I long to be. I got on at Brinkley, and every mile I make is a memory. This boxcar's cold and windy, and the dust goes around in circles in the air. But my hard times are behind me, and I'm returning home, so I don't care. And I'm riding on the cotton belt railroad line, in the pitching, rolling rhythm and the noise. Railroad men are friends of mine, and I'm riding on the cotton belt, boys. Riding on the cotton belt across that little river called Saline. That's where I went fishing, and I hunted in her bottoms as a teen. Now just ahead a farmhouse, and in the kitchen window there's a light. And I've just got $14, but I'm taking it myself home tonight. And I'm riding on the Cotton Belt Railroad line, in the pitchin' rolling rhythm and the noise. Railroad men are friends of mine, and I'm riding on the Cotton Belt boys. Jumping off the Cotton Belt ain't easy when she's going 40 per. But I see my wife standing there, hoping that I'm coming home to her. I got a few new cuts and bruises, but this old working hobo's made it home. So long to your Cotton Belt, thank you for the ride, keep rolling on. I'm riding on the Cotton Belt Railroad line, in the pitching, rolling rhythm and the noise. Railroad men are friends of mine, and I'm riding on the Cotton Belt boys.
Johnny Cash from an album he put out, I think around 83 or so. It's Riding on the Cotton Belt. There he tells the story about an event that occurred. And actually, I saw news footage from that event. If you go to the University of Arkansas's David and Barbara Pryor Center for Arkansas Oral and Visual History, there's a lot of stuff in there, but there's one section where you can click on archive news footage from KATV Channel 7. And among the video clips in there is Johnny Cash with his parents going back to Kingsland, the town he lived in. That's where he was born, where he lived in until he was five. And that's when his family was chosen to be part of this New Deal project in northeast Arkansas. They created the Dice Colony, and that's where you had 500 families get a piece of land, everything you need, and that's what is today the Big Johnny Cash Museum up there, as well as Dice Resettlement Colony. You can learn a lot about it. Each year they've been doing a fundraising concert since, I think, 2011. This year's show going on tonight with Roseanne Cash and Chris Christopherson headlining the show. So most years I've gone to that. This year, though, stayed here in town. Had my daughter with me today. We've also got Flap's big celebration. So not over there tonight, but I know a lot of people are, and it's probably going to be a great show. So I will do one now from the guy who's going to be headlining it, Chris Christopherson. He was there in 2011, and I think this is his first year back for the annual Johnny Cash Heritage Festival. This one he does with Willie Nelson, one well-known song from them. This is, of course, Sunday Morning Coming Down. Johnny Cash had a big hit with it, but Chris Christopherson wrote it. Well, here they are doing it together on Christopherson's latest album. This is Not Necessarily Nashville, marking 30 years on the air here in Central Arkansas. And this is KUAR 89.1.
Well, I woke up Sunday morning with no way to hold my head that didn't hurt. And the beer I had for breakfast wasn't bad, so I had one more for dessert. Then I fumbled through my closet for my clothes and found my cleanest dirty shirt. And I washed my face and combed my hair and stumbled down the stairs to meet the day. I'd smoked my brain the night before on cigarettes and songs that I'd been picking. I lit my first and watched a small kid cussing at a can that he was kicking. Then I crossed the empty street and caught the Sunday smell of someone frying chicken. And it took me back to something that I'd lost somehow, somewhere along the way. On the Sunday morning sidewalk, wishing, Lord, that I was stoned. Oh, there's something in a Sunday makes a body feel alone. There ain't nothing short of dying half as lonesome as the sound. On the sleeping city sidewalks, Sunday morning coming down. In the park I saw Daddy with a laughing little girl who he was swinging. And I stopped beside a Sunday school, listened to the song that they were singing. And I headed back for home, and somewhere far away a lonesome bell was ringing. And it echoed through the canyon like the disappearing dreams of yesterday. On the Sunday morning sidewalk, wishing, Lord, that I was stoned. Oh, there's something in a Sunday makes a body feel alone. There ain't nothing short of dying half as lonesome as the sound. Sleeping city sidewalks, Sunday morning coming down. On the Sunday morning sidewalk, wishing, Lord, that I was stoned. Oh, there's something in a Sunday your body feel alone. There ain't nothing short of dying half as lonesome as the sound. On the sleeping city sidewalk, Sunday morning coming down.
Well, I know if you've seen him, you tell me, 'cause you are my friend. Pushing on, I'm told. They built a big old iron bridge, faces to the west. But I stayed here for a job of work, I think it worked out best. Where the river meets the road, where the river meets the road. On the eastern bank of the Ohio, where the river meets the road. Sunday mass, she was singing in the choir. Her father worked as a blacksmith with a bellows, hammer, and fire. I started out as a roustabout, at night my back would throb. I made a plan and won her hand when I got my scrivener's job. I tied the church, pay my bills, and send the rest back home. I put roots down in Wheeling Town and never more will roam. Daughters now, for them I will provide. I'll teach them how to read and write, walk these streets with pride. Where the river meets the road, where the river meets the road. On the eastern bank of the Ohio, where the river meets the road. Where the river meets the road, where the river meets the road. On the eastern bank of the Ohio, where the river meets the road.
It's Tim O'Brien, title track to his latest album, Where the River Meets the Road. Roseanne Cash before that, with a guest appearance from her dad, Johnny Cash, How I Got to Memphis, and then Kris Kristofferson and Willie Nelson from his latest. It's a live album called The Life and Songs of Kris Kristofferson, and of course, Sunday Morning Coming Down. I'm Michael Hiplin, in for Flap this week as we celebrate 30 years of Not Necessarily Nashville. I'll give Flap a call here in just a few minutes as they set up the big show that she's going to be doing tonight. And over here beside me, my daughter, she turns six here in about a week. How's it going, Riley?
Good.
Yeah? You want to wish Flap and the show a happy anniversary?
Yep.
All right. The choice of having a five-year-old in the studio here with me. Do one from Lyle Lovett. Flap and I saw Lyle Lovett back, I guess it was earlier this year. Lyle Lovett along with Robert Earl Keen playing live down in Texarkana. An incredible show. That's one thing I'll say about Flap. I've seen so many incredible concerts with her. She has exposed me to so much good music. It's amazing how much her tastes in music align with my own, and even stuff I don't know, she always turns me on to. So, Riley, you want to say anything else before we go? Go ahead.
Flap, I'm happy that you're having an anniversary.
There you go. There you go, Flap. Straight from Riley, my daughter. I'm Michael Hiplin, and this is Not Necessarily Nashville on KUAR.
Day, steam pipe blowing down. The fireman with his long oil can, oil in the old valve gear, waiting for the fast mail train, the semaphore to clear. The engineer in the old high cab, his gold watch in his hand, looking at the water grass and letting down the sand. Rolling out on the old main line, taking up the slack. Gone the day, so they say, but tomorrow he'll be back. Oh, if I could return to those boyhood days of mine, and the green light on the southern railroad line. rusty rails of the weed-grown branch line. The section houses gray and white by the yard limit sign. The hoggers call the old highball, no more time to wait. Rolling down to Birmingham with a 10-car local freight. Oh, before I could return to those boyhood days of mine. Southern Railroad line. Whistles scream with a hiss of steam, the headlight gleams clear. Drivers roll on the green and gold, getting mighty near. Handing up the orders to the engine crew on time. It's the Alabama Great Southern AGS Railroad line. Oh, before I could return to those boyhood days of mine. And that green light on the Southern Railroad
line. I'm giving up Nashville in this deal, and I am thinking that this is for real, 'cause you have taken some of my joy till there's none left for another boy. And I don't want some other man, 'cause I've had enough, dear, of the pots and the pans. And I've had enough, dear, of letting it lie and sitting back watching life pass me by. Baby, Nashville will be there when I come back again. Lord knows one girl, she just can't always win. But I tried and I tried, and Lord, I've tried it again. But I'll be back to see that Cumberland bend. And I'm gonna miss my corner store with the beer and the lady man and the tales of yore. And I'm gonna miss my favorite bar with that fast picking music and the country stars. And I'm gonna miss that morning sun coming off of that building, the tall, shiny one. And I'm gonna miss the sound of that train coming into the city and rolling back out again. Baby, Nashville will be there when I come back again. Lord knows the one girl.
Here's Bonnie Montgomery, Nashville. Thought that would be appropriate for Flap. Tony Rice before that, Green Light on the Southern, and Lyle Lovett, Well All Right. Of course, that was a classic Buddy Holly song. Waylon Jennings had a big version of that later. But this is Not Necessarily Nashville on KUAR 89.1. I'm Michael Hiplin, sitting in for Flap, but Flap joins me now by telephone. And can you hear me, Flap?
I can hear you just fine, Michael. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. You sound great. You are over at the Whitewater getting ready to have a big celebration. 30 years of Not Necessarily Nashville.
Yeah, since 1987.
1987.
Yeah,
country radio that doesn't suck.
Absolutely. It's the best kind.
And I understand you have buttons that say that.
Yes, I made some little buttons. I don't have very many. I've only got about 40 of them, so you better hurry and get here to get one of them. Yeah, we've got buttons to give away. We've got a bunch of CDs we're going to give away as well, having a little drawing. In between sets of music, we'll be giving away stuff. Lots of good CDs, not just junk. I'm talking good stuff. We got some Jerry Lee Lewis. We got some George Jones and Tanya Tucker and all kinds of good stuff.
Yeah.
We got a cake. We're going to have a birthday cake. It's going to be fun.
Yeah. And tell me who else playing there tonight.
Tonight, Brad Williams is going to do a little acoustic set. He's the guy with Salty Dogs. He's a great songwriter and singer. So he'll open the show with about a 45-minute, hour-long set. And then the Creek Rocks will be here. That's Mark Ballou and Cindy Wolf. And backing them is going to be Bart Angel and Brent LeBeau. So we've practically got the Salty Dogs here, too. So who knows what's going to happen.
Yeah. Well, tell me this. 1987, how did you come to start Not Necessarily Nashville?
Oh, that's kind of a long story, but I'll try and shorten it. My friend, Carol D. Bland, was doing a blues program on KABF, and he said, Flap, they want someone to do country. Why don't you do that? And I just laughed and said, yeah, right, Carol D. But I thought about it, and I thought, why not? You know, so I put together a little snippet of songs that I would play. And Doug Clifford, your friend, and my friend was station manager at the time, and he listened to it, and he said, that's pretty good. A little too much bluegrass, which is still a problem with me. But he said, yeah, that's good. Let's do it. And the rest is history.
Are you surprised 30 years later?
I am surprised. I am surprised. You know, but it's been so much fun. It's not like work. It's not like a job. It's just a fun thing to do. I love it. And I hope I get to do it another 30.
Any one particular moment out of the last 30 years, obviously a lot has gone on. Anything really stick out to you?
Well, there was the NBC interview. That was kind of cool.
Oh, yeah, 1990.
That still pops up on Facebook and the internet every now and then. But some of the interviews that I got to do, like Robert Earl Keen, before he was as big as he is now, he came down to the station, got to visit with him. That was truly wonderful because he just drove up in his pickup truck. He was all by himself doing a solo gig, grabbed his guitar out of the back of the truck, came up and visited. That was fun.
Wow. That must have been something. He's huge now.
Yeah, he's huge. And I think the last time he played solo, there were like, I don't know, maybe two dozen people there. He came back to town 2 years later and just blew everybody away. But anyway, that was special. There's just been all kinds of special moments, you know, talking to the people and playing music.
Well, I've always enjoyed filling in.
Yeah,
you.
And I appreciate you doing that for me, Michael. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Doing that tonight. Are you going to be able to come down later?
I hope so. I
hope so, too, because you're part of the gig.
Yeah, well, I've often said the first time I filled in for you was 27 years ago, 1990.
Oh, we go way back, Michael.
That's how far we go back. So, well, Flap, looking forward to it. That's all happening down at the Whitewater Tavern here in Little Rock. So I've got Riley with me here in the studio, kind of like you used to bring your daughters up to the show.
I wish my daughters were here. They're all grown up now, but, you know, that can't happen. They're all doing their thing, but anyway.
Yeah. Well, I'll do one here from someone you know well, Billy Joe Shaver.
Oh, good. It's my man.
Yeah,
my man.
Classic one here. This is a version recorded live at Billy Bob's, Texas, Georgia on a fast train. We're celebrating 30 years tonight of Not Necessarily Nashville. Flap, congratulations.
Thank you, Michael.
I'll
see you in a little bit.
Okay, thanks a lot.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And this is KUAR 89.1.
Get on down to Georgia on a fast train, baby. Yeehaw.
Morning, that's the day that I was born in Little Shear, Crawford's one room country shack. They say my mammy left me the same day that she had me. Said she hit the road and never once looked back. And now I just started mashing. My grandma's old age pension is the reason why I'm standing here today. I got all my country learning, milking and a churning, picking cotton, raising. Been to Georgia on a fast train, honey. I wasn't born no yesterday. Had a good Christian raising and a great education. And on me, y'all treating me this way. Yeah. Put together like you are. Lay a wiggle in your wallet in your big city talking. Your brand new shiny Plymouth ragtime car. Well, let's hurry up and wait in this world of give and take. Seem like haste, it makes for waste every time. I declare to my soul, when you hear those ages grow, you better know I'm gonna get my share of mine. I've been to Georgia on a fast train, honey. I wasn't born no yesterday. Had a good Christian raising and a great education. And don't need y'all treating me this way. Get it.
Just a bartender, and I don't like my work, but I don't mind the money at all. I see lots of sad faces and lots of bad cases of folks with their backs to. But I need four walls around me to hold my life, to keep me from going astray. And a honky-tonk angel to hold me tight, to keep me from slipping. I can light up your smokes, I can laugh at your jokes, I can watch you fall down on your knees. I can close down this bar, I can gas up my car, and And I can pack up and mail in my keys. But I need four walls around me to hold my life, to keep me from going astray. And a honky-tonk angel to hold me tight, to keep me from slipping away. Now the smoke fills the air in this honky-tonk bar, and I'm thinking about where I'd rather be. But I've burned all my bridges, and I sank all my ships. Now I'm stranded at the edge of the sea. I still need four walls around me to hold my life, to keep me from going astray. I need some honky-tonk angels to hold me tight. They'll keep me from slipping.
Of course, the unmistakable voice there of George Jones, title track from a kind of strange album he put out in 1978, was sort of all over the place, like so much in 1978. Anyway, Bartender's Blues. And this is Not Necessarily Nashville. Hour 2 is coming up next. This is KUAR.
Support for KUAR comes from the Oxford American, a magazine of the South, welcoming alt-country songwriter Lucinda Williams to North Little Rock on Thursday, November 2nd for Oxford American's 2017 fundraising gala, Books, Bourbon, and Boogie. That's Lucinda Williams performing Thursday, November 2nd at UA Pulaski Tech in North Little Rock to benefit the Oxford American. More information and tickets are at oxfordamerican.org/gala.
Bold Nelson's praise I'm going to sing, not forgetting our glorious king.
Next time on From Albion and Beyond, brand new releases and music for the 212th anniversary of the Battle of Trafalgar.
Smith and Duncan too, Lord Howe and all the glorious crew, they were the men who proved true blue.
From Albion and Beyond, Saturday, 9 p.m. on KUAR 89.1.